A lot of activity intersecting with Ukraine on Thursday. Russian President Vladimir Putin has held a marathon, heavily staged news conference, making his case for the Russian invasion, which, of course, he calls the special operation. At NATO, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Putin has put the Russian economy on a war footing. He's ramping up weapons production, and he's becoming more reliant on China, Iran, and North Korea for weapons.
At the EU, a summit to talk about more Ukrainian aid and Ukrainian membership, Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo.
I think it's important that we give a strong message to our Ukrainian friends, first on military and financial support, and then on enlargement.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is making it clear he will block accession talks with Ukraine. He's also blocking giving 50 billion euros in financial aid to Kyiv. Israel has vowed to keep fighting in Gaza until it crushes Hamas, even as it faces mounting international calls for a ceasefire and unease on the part of its closest ally, the United States. Now, as we hear in this report from Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas, the head of Hamas says they aren't going anywhere.
The head of Hamas has rejected a post-war plan for Gaza that would not include Hamas. Ismail Haniyeh, the militant group's supreme leader, has said any plans for Gaza that do not involve Hamas are an illusion and mirage. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The fighting continues in Gaza on Thursday. This is VOA News. The House has approved an impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Biden. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King tells us what it means.
The resolution is adopted.
House members voted 221 to 212 to authorize an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, with every Republican voting for it and every Democrat against. Republicans are focused on Hunter Biden and his overseas business dealings, from which they accuse the president of personally benefiting. Representative James Comer is leading the probe.
We have accumulated mountains of evidence that's concerning.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern attacked the inquiry.
They work for Donald Trump. He says jump, they respond how high.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the evidentiary record is impossible to ignore, while in a statement, President Biden questioned GOP priorities and called it a baseless political stunt. Meanwhile, GOP lawmakers say they'll begin contempt of Congress proceedings against Hunter Biden, who delivered a statement outside Capitol Hill instead of appearing for a private deposition yesterday.
Republicans do not want an open process where Americans can see their tactics.
Jennifer King, Washington.
A judge says Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case in Washington will be put on hold while the former president further pursues his claims that he is immune from prosecution. U.S. District Judge agreed Wednesday to pause any further proceedings that would move the case towards trial or impose additional burdens of litigation on the defendant. Shortly after her ruling, the Federal Appeals Court in Washington granted prosecutors request to expedite consideration of Trump's appeal. The appeals court could set deadlines for briefs to be filed between December 23rd and January 2nd, but has not yet scheduled a date for arguments. South Korea scrambled fighter jets on Thursday when two Chinese and four Russian military planes entered its air defense zone. South Korea's military said the aircraft entered the Korean Air Defense Identification Zone off its east coast between 0253 GMT and then left the area. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff issued a statement detailing the incursion. A deal for the world to transition away from fossil fuels was hailed on Wednesday as a historic achievement at the UN Climate Summit in Dubai, but there's a good chance it won't achieve its ultimate goal, holding global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The experts are now going over the contents of the deal, giving that analysis to it, and will decide subsequently. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.